Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. Debate ratings, mortgage rates up, living in a pod, and he cut down the tree. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. First, 9.5 million people watched the second Republican debate on Fox, Fox Business, and Univision. That's down 27% from the 13 million who watched the first debate. But it still beat the season finale of America's Got Talent on NBC at 5.3 million and the season premiere of Survivor at 5.2 million. Donald Trump has called on the Republicans to cancel all the remaining Republican debates. Trump's team called the debate boring and inconsequential. The Republican Party should put an end to any further primary debates so we can train our fire on crooked Joe Biden and quit wasting time and money that could be going to evicting Biden from the White House. The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate has reached its highest point in 23 years, 7.31%. 2 years ago, it was under 3%. The two major effects here, this makes it more expensive to buy a house, so fewer people are going to buy a house. But that means prices are going to go down, right? Well, no, because people aren't selling their house. They don't want to lose their super low rate that they locked in. So supply is remaining very low, keeping the prices high. Oh, what a mess. Now, houses are expensive in California, of course. Enter the pod in Palo Alto and Bakersfield. You can rent a 3.5 foot wide by 4 foot tall pod. Fits a twin mattress. It's got a charging station, LED lights, little air conditioner, upper and lower level, curtains on the front. Everyone shares storage lockers and bathrooms, only $900 a month. So we have resorted to people having to live in hostels. One of the most famous trees in the world, the Sycamore Gap Tree, also known as the Robin Hood Tree. It's a stunning picture worth the Google, the Sycamore Gap Tree. It's a single lone tree standing next to Hadrian's Wall in England. It's 300 years old. A 16-year-old kid cut it down with a chainsaw. He's been arrested. Some people just have it in their heart to destroy beautiful things. We see it all around us. Add another one to the list. It's not thoughtlessness. It's destruction in the name of destroying beauty. Certain people can't stand to see any beauty in the world. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. One of the topics Tucker Carlson and I addressed on the X interview this week was the future of network and cable news. Ratings are down across the board, especially for Americans under the age of 50. Few of them watch anymore. The primary reason for that is predictability. Many broadcasts lack snap. Some are simply boring. The corporations who run the TV media are risk adverse in this cancel culture era, and commentators and anchors know they had better play it safe or else. Also, there's a certain laziness in speech. How many times does the audience have to hear the phrase at the end of the day or deep dive? How about full stop? It's tiresome and annoying to listen to inarticulate, cliche-dependent broadcasters. So let's unpack this. No, I refuse to use that phrase. Let's agree to disagree. No. Maybe we should all just trust the science. Oh, man. Don't think so. Once upon a time, there were strict standards in broadcasting. There were editors, creative producers. Today, that has largely disappeared. It is what it is. Shoot me if I ever say that phrase again. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, here is the mail. Marlene Camputaro, New Brantford, Connecticut. I'd like to know how President Biden, a union supporter, can support auto workers while at the same time allowing millions of illegals into the country that'll drive down wages. They don't see it that way. Progressives say we have more than enough jobs, and these migrants will take the jobs Americans don't want. You've heard it a million times. They are not going to change that point of view. Jim Posella, Plainview, New York. If Mrs. Obama is given the Democratic nomination, would Vice President Harris maintain her position? Well, she's out. So once Biden's out, she's out. If she decides to run for president, then she goes through the process. So it doesn't have anything to do with Michelle Obama. Daniel Ehed, Bakersfield, California. Having just read Killing Reagan, I see a number of similarities between Nancy Reagan and Jill Biden. You betcha. As Sarah Palin used to say, you betcha. A lot of similarities. Although Jill Biden, I mean, Ronald Reagan was a good president to the end, killing Reagan. Okay. Joe Biden's a bad president. That's the difference. Mike Murray, Dallas, Oregon. If Senator Menendez resigns, would Ocasio-Cortez be eligible to run as replacement? Different states. So Menendez will have to resign. He's out. And then Governor Phil Murphy, Democrat, New Jersey, will appoint someone, take his place. But that person will have a leg up in the vote that will come after that. But Ocasio-Cortez is a congresswoman from New York. Nothing to do with New Jersey. Bill Forrest, Woodbridge, Virginia. Good for you hitting back at CNN, Bill. For taking the slavery quote out of context, instead of attacking you, they should listen to you. They might learn something. You don't want to learn anything. These corporate media people, they don't want to learn anything. Are you kidding? They want to make money. Don't care about anything else. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The fastest growing group on the religion front is atheists, non-believers. As we come off the Jewish High Holy Day of Yom Kippur, it is worth examining religion in America. Right now, the global Jewish population stands at 16 million, half of it in the USA. Yom Kippur is Judaism's Day of Atonement. Believers ask God to forgive them for their sins. And according to the tradition, it is on Yom Kippur that God decides each person's fate. Now, in the Christian precincts, things are very different. Jesus of Nazareth, of whom I wrote about in Killing Jesus, is considered God, and he walked the earth. Now, a lot of my agnostic and atheist acquaintances challenge me because I am a Roman Catholic. And they say, oh, how can you believe in this superstitious stuff? Bill Maher is the poster boy for that. So I tell them this story. When we were researching Killing Jesus, the key component to why the Nazarene was executed by the Romans and condemned by the Jewish Sanhedrin authorities was that he had thousands of followers, people who went where he was. And the Romans and the Jews started to panic. They thought an insurrection might take place. But how could a poor stonecutter from Nazareth attract thousands of people? You couldn't hear him. There were no microphones. You could see him standing on a mountain or in a boat on a lake, but you couldn't hear what he said. So it had to be one thing. The works, the miracles that are written about in the New Testament. That's the only thing that could have caused thousands of people to flock to Jesus of Nazareth. Interesting, right? Back after this. That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. No spin, just facts. We are always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.